The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
In the evening, the disciples went down to the shore of the lake and got into a boat to make for Capernaum on the other side of the lake. It was getting dark by now, and Jesus had still not rejoined them. The wind was strong, and the sea was getting rough. They had rowed 3 or 4 miles when they saw Jesus walking on the lake and coming towards the boat. This frightened them, but he said, "It is I, do not be afraid." They were for taking him into the boat, but in no time it reached the shore at the place they were making for. The Gospel of the Lord. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. This is a phrase that Jesus used, and I may have mentioned this before. And in fact, I'm sure I have, but it's worth repeating. That is the most frequently quoted phrase that Jesus uses, particularly in the Gospels. Do not be afraid. Because we do tend to be afraid, to be scared, particularly when times are difficult, when times are troubling for us in all kinds of ways, and we feel, well, where is the Lord in all this, in the difficulties that we can face? And because the Lord doesn't seem to be there, or sometimes doesn't seem to be listening, that, to put it in Pope Eremitus Benedict's phrase, that the Lord seems to have gone to sleep. And I rather like that phrase, the way he puts it. The Lord seems to have gone to sleep, doesn't seem to listen. But Jesus again and again and again asks his disciples, and basically asks us too, not to be afraid. And the reason for that too is that, of course, the Lord is risen, which means the Lord is present among us, as he was present to his disciples as he approached them on that lake. He is present to us. But we do need eyes. We do need eyes to see him. Open eyes and open mind to the situations we find ourselves, because the Lord is present in all our situations. So no matter how difficult things are, or if it's to do with our own sense of sinfulness, not to be afraid, because the Lord is full of mercy. The Lord is a loving Lord. So let's hold that thought in our minds today and ask the Lord, if we are fearful, to overcome our fear, because he is with us. He, the Lord, is risen.